West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A man who has been able to elude law enforcement since fleeing his vehicle on foot following a police chase more than 1 month ago has been captured, according to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Andy Floyd Acklin was wanted for multiple felonies, including aggravated assault. On the afternoon of September 25th, officials said he led deputies on a chase that ended on Northeast Hickory Level Road in Villarrica. Early Thursday morning, authorities announced that Acklin was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals. Authorities had gone to a home in Carroll County to find Acklin. Residents of the home said they had not seen or heard from him. Agents searched the house. They did find Acklin in a basement bathroom where he surrendered. Farrah Brooke Van Leeuwen was also arrested for obstruction due to her attempting to hide Acklin from law enforcement. It took a Harrelson County jury less than 1 hour to deliberate and find a South Carolina man accused of the February 2021 shooting death of a Buchanan man guilty of malice murder. Prosecutors showed that Jalen Biggs had traveled from South Carolina to Harrelson County to pick up a friend when he got into a verbal dispute with Keith Basham. The defendant then took 11 steps toward the victim, pulled out a handgun, and shot Basham twice. The defendant then fled the scene to South Carolina, where he was arrested hours later. The defendant claimed self-defense. However, two separate videos from two separate angles captured the incident and disproved Biggs' claims. Sentencing will be scheduled for a later date. A 42-year-old Carroll County man has been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of molesting a child nearly three decades after being convicted of another rape. William Eric Vinson pleading guilty to numerous charges, including aggravated child molestation and statutory rape. His sentence comes with the possibility of parole after he served 30 years in prison. According to the district attorney's office, in February of 2022, a 12-year-old girl told her teacher that Vincent began sexually assaulting her in 2021 after meeting her, grooming her with gifts, and exchanging sexually explicit text messages with her when she was 11. She told investigators that Vincent threatened to kill himself if she ever told anyone. In 1994, when Vincent was 13, he was convicted of raping a 30-year-old woman. She had reported that the then teenager knocked on her door, pointed a shotgun at her head, and raped her in her home. Around 60 U.S. military veterans visiting Temple High School on Thursday, interacting with THS students and 8th graders from Temple Middle School during the second annual Student Vet Connect event. Many of the veterans sharing photos and medals to help students understand and relate to their time of service. Among the veterans mingling with students was retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Bill Herrenberg.
I think it's more important than ever that we talk to students about how important it is that they try to serve their country, because fewer and fewer people are eligible for the armed forces now because of challenges that they have. And it's a big challenge for the country to find qualified people to serve. And we do still need to defend our country probably now more than ever.
And veterans enjoyed breakfast and lunch and were escorted by members of the THS History Club throughout the day. Students prepared a veteran appreciation art exhibit that was judged by the veterans. The West Georgia Foster Care Summit coming up this weekend, looking for West Georgia residents who want to be part of the solution.
The reality is with foster care, and we're finding this out, and this is why this summit is so important, is that most foster parents, after their first placement, 90%+ quit because they don't have all the support services around them. And that's what we've been talking about this weekend and why it's going to be so important. Is, look, you don't have to be the foster parent. We'd love for you to. But if you can't be the foster parent, could you come along and help those that are foster parents? So cut some grass, like make a meal. Respite care is key to reinvigorate these parents that are investing all this time, energy, and effort.
Bowden Baptist Church pastor Justin Richards is a foster parent himself. The West Georgia Foster Care Summit is Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Carrollton. And we have Friday night high school football coming up later today. Hear the Bowden Red Devils and Mount Zion Eagles on KISS 102.7. You can also watch that game live on the Graddick Sports Facebook page. Harrelson County Rebels hosting Fannin County. That game on King Country 93.7. On B92 Country, the Villarrica Wildcats host Chapel Hill. And the Temple Tigers host Crawford County. That game on Great Classics 98.9. Coverage on each station begins at 5 o'clock this afternoon. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.